Really, you two? Really? Sarah's face turned redder than Spider-Man's face on Ollie's shirt. I put my hands up. I'm sorry. I only thought you'd want a break from the twins. I go riding every Sunday, and well, you and your mom used to go shopping every Saturday. That was before Troy, she said through clenched teeth. Yes, BT, not to be confused with BCE. Maddie's brow creased as she took a massive bite of cinnamon roll. Before Common Era? It's the PC version, instead of saying before Christ and after Christ. Maddie scoffed, but had her mouth full and couldn't really let her opinion fly. I switched my focus back to Sarah. You really should set time aside for a break. Some of us don't mind spending so much time with our children. She crossed her arms. And some of us don't work outside of the home. Tell me, Lizzie, why do you need Sunday mornings all to yourself? I knew Sarah's anger had nothing to do with my bike rides, since she'd never given two hoots about them before. But I also suspected bringing that up would be the worst possible decision at the moment. Pointing out a spouse was in the wrong was pitfall number 58 for married couples. Lizzie's right. You need time for yourself. Join a club. Find a hobby. Take Gabe up on his offer of working in the shop part-time. You need to get away from the twins and have some time to yourself. That way you won't be wound so tightly. Maddie added piping hot coffee to her half-full cup. I'm not tightly wound. Freddie, momentarily startled, got to his feet and stumbled over to Sarah, handing her his stuffed elephant.
Mama?
Sensing a golden opportunity, I said, Maddie's right. You really do need some time for yourself. Sarah swept Freddie onto her lap, cradling him tightly. And who'll watch the twinks? Me, of course. I patted my chest with an open palm. This isn't your way of finding another way to get alone time, is it? Hire a babysitter or have Bailey, who's only part-time, clock in more hours without telling me? Her voice slacked the venom she was going for. I shook my head. Don't take the Troy situation out on me, please. Maddie gave me an attagirl head bob. I rarely say this twice in one day, but Lizzie is right. And maybe you two need to institute a date night? I can watch the kids, or Jory can. She's desperate for cash. Stunned by this development, I asked, You hang out with Jory? We exchanged digits at the birthday party. She mimicked dialing a phone. And what should I do with all this free time? Sarah steered us back on track. Anything you want. When's the last time you read a book? From beginning to end? Not just snippets every so often? Maddie asked. I read to the kids every night. Maddie rolled her eyes. Not a children's book. Freddie flailed in Sarah's arms, and she put him back on the carpet. I don't even know what's popular right now, and I don't have the mind power for literature. Read what you want. Who else will introduce the Red Room of Pain into our lives? I whispered, for only Sarah to hear, since I didn't want to clue Maddie in that I'd read 50 Shades of Grey, some portions aloud to Sarah. Sarah's eyes flickered, but she kept my secret. Maddie hopped off the leather ottoman, heading for her purse. Take this. She handed over a battered paperback of The Girl on the Train. Start today. Head upstairs, draw a bath, and read. It'll help you relax before having lunch with your mom and Helen. Sarah didn't budge from her seat. Maddie extended her arm toward the staircase. Go! Sarah snatched the book and her half-eaten roll. Fine, she said with defiance, but I sensed she was relieved to be banished from the room. At least this way she didn't have to face the Maddie inquisition about Troy. When the coast was clear, Maddie turned to me. Make her a cup of tea, something soothing. You're bossy today. I pushed myself off the floor, my back making a cringeworthy popping sound. You two need a life coach or something. Not wanting to concede she was right, I sought refuge in the kitchen. "Make me a cup while you're at it," Maddie barked. "This coffee's making me jittery."